name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, Jesus teaches us about the kingdom of heaven with the treasure and the pearl and the net. And tells us what the kingdom of heaven is and who we are in his kingdom. And Jesus wants you to understand, to be trained, to receive both the old and new treasures that are brought out to you, and to value the treasure of the gospel and the pearl of great price. All that Christ has done for you so we can drop the gospel net into the world and make disciples of all nations and bring them into the Lord's boat of the church. The Lord wants you to realize today the treasure that you have in the kingdom of heaven, to realize it, to rejoice in it, and to value it. I read this week about a man named Rob Cutshaw, who lived in Andrews, North Carolina, who liked to trade in rocks and stones that he would dig up out in the countryside, and then he would sell them for what he could get. He was a poor man. Mostly he cut wood to put bread on the table, but he found a great big blue rock, and he didn't know what the value of it was. He kept it a long time. He kept the rock under his bed and kept it in the closet for about 2 years and figured it might be worth about $500. When he needed a little bit of money, he brought it out and showed it to someone, an expert in precious stones. And lo and behold, it was the largest sapphire that had ever been found. This blue rock, abandoned in his closet, became known as the Star of David Sapphire, worth $2.75 million. He didn't know what he had. And then he realized the treasure he had just sitting in the closet. You are in the kingdom of heaven. Do you value this treasure that you have? Do you realize that your greatest treasure of forgiveness of sins and life and salvation gives you joy that the world can never take away from you? So today, let us learn to treasure what's right in front of us, the treasure of the gospel, the pearl of great value, and rejoice in the kingdom of God as fish drawn into a boat. So Jesus wants you to know today about the man finding a field with a treasure in it, the merchant buying a pearl of great price, and the fisherman letting down his net to catch fish. Let's begin with the first parable of Jesus. The man finding a field with the treasure hidden in it and sells everything to buy that field and to have that treasure for himself. Because we have a sinful nature called our old Adam, we don't really value God's treasure that much. Our old Adam, our sinful nature, lives for earthly treasures. We go after worldly possessions, those things that suit our pleasure, rather than the things that are the treasure from God. You know as well as I know that all those things pass away, whether they be our houses or our cars or even our investments. They come and they go. They are only earthly treasure. Jesus wants us to value the treasure that only he can give you. After all, in a way, it's Jesus that treasured us, sold all he had to buy and purchase us in the field of this world, and in his joy has treasured us and purchased us with his own body and blood, and not with gold and silver. Because Jesus has given his life for us and treasured us, now we can treasure God's kingdom above all. We can rejoice that hidden in the field of this world is this treasure of God's word. We can rejoice that in this heavenly treasure that God has given us, it is worth selling everything that you have to hold on to the treasure of the gospel of Jesus Christ that has been handed down to you from your parents and grandparents and the Christians who've gone before us. God, in the Old Testament lesson, called Israel his treasured possession, and they were. He chose this small nation to bring forth the Messiah. They were people holy to God. The Lord chose them in his mighty hand and redeemed them out of Egypt in his faithful covenant and steadfast love, chose them as his treasured possession. And from that small people of Israel came David and the lineage of Messiah the Christ, our greatest treasure. Rejoice that you have the treasure of the gospel in Jesus Christ. It is worth everything that you have. And as we sing in the hymn, Jesus, our priceless treasure. He sold all to purchase us. And now we rejoice in this greatest treasure of all that only Jesus Christ can give you. Then Jesus moves to the parable of the merchant who bought a pearl of great value. And then he sold everything and purchased that one pearl. Also, according to our sinful nature, our old Adam, we search after the pearls of this world, the shining spangles and the glittering fancies, and buy stuff that pleases us, which in the end really are of no value. Have you ever noticed that we spend all of our lives accumulating stuff, and then we pass away, and one child gets the pearls, and the other one gets the land, and the other one gets the car, and the other one gets the truck, and all these things we valued so much do us no good whatsoever when we pass away. The greatest pearl of great price that Christ gives us, is that pearl of salvation that he has earned for us. Jesus sold everything he had to purchase us. He valued us as a pearl of great price. Even when people were crucifying him, he said, Father, forgive them. He came to die for those who crucified him, and of course, that's all of us. But now we can value that pearl of great price purchased in Christ, the gospel, worth giving up everything for. The pearl of great price, the gift of heaven. In fact, in the book of Revelation, there's jewels around the gates in heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants us not to simply value things that pass away, but the things that last forever. And this is the pearl of great value and price. We, of course, are the new Israel. We're not the old Israel. The church, Jews and Gentiles, are his treasured pearl and called ones now. And as Paul said in Romans 8, God, through the love of Christ Jesus, Jesus who died, Paul said, was raised, ascended to God's right hand and intercedes for you, has seen to it that he called you from eternity to come to faith here in time. He gave of his greatest treasure and pearl of value, Jesus, so that he would foreknow you, predestine you, call you, justify you, and glorify you. What that means is no matter what we experience, nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Tribulations, afflictions, difficulties. Why? Nothing will separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus because you are chosen in his Son to have eternal life. You know, it's a marvelous thing to be a Christian. If you are a Christian now in time, it's because Jesus chose you in eternity. You didn't choose Jesus. Jesus chose you to come to faith through the gospel. So we look at those, our brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are joint heirs with us of the salvation Christ earned on the cross. And our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he intercedes for you before the Father. He knows how to pray for you better than you even know how to pray for yourself. So be comforted. to know the Christ that was crucified for you and was raised for you and ascended for you is interceding for you in your specific needs now until he comes again in glory and we see that beautiful pearl of great price, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the gospel he has given us is indeed our greatest treasure. And then the third picture Jesus gives is a fisherman letting down a net to catch fish. This picture is very familiar to us because we know we are called to be fishers of men. Our old Adam isn't all that interested in being a fisher of men. You know, our sinful nature has other priorities, our work, our families, our leisure time, materialistic pursuits. And the old Adam does not prioritize the gospel and thinks, I'll get to that when I have time. But the new man that knows in Christ that we have been saved from hell and are being brought to heaven realizes that every one of you in your vocation and calling are going to be used by God to cast the gospel net into the sea. Now, you know this picture is well known to us. The sea, of course, is the world of people. The net is the gospel. The fish are people, you and me. Drawn in to the boat is the drawing in of the gospel being brought into the boat of the church, those who are righteous and declared righteous through faith in Christ Jesus. The bad fish are thrown away, and more than that, they're burned in the fire and discarded. We see here that the gospel work of bringing the gospel to all the nations is our unique calling. We throw out the gospel net every time we preach and teach, share the love of Jesus, help someone in need. That gospel net is going out and draws people ashore. I remember in vacation Bible school as a little kid, I brought a friend to vacation Bible school so they can have some Kool-Aid and a cookie and learn the stories of Jesus. And they gave me a little pin shaped like a fish, teaching me that you too, as a little boy, can be a fisher of men. In fact, some of our kids are some of the best fishers of men because they don't have all the worries and concerns we have, and they will openly tell people, don't you believe in Jesus? I believe in him. You should believe in Jesus. And with boldness, little children too are fishers of men. The Great Commission is what we are called to carry out. And Jesus does give a warning. The righteous are gathered into the boat of heaven. Those who are evil, who have no faith, are thrown to the fiery furnace where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. We have been saved from hell and are promised the gift of heaven. And in fact, where you're sitting right now is called the nave. Nave in Latin means boat. You're sitting in a great big boat here, like Noah's Ark. And in holy baptism, you've been brought into the boat of Jesus. And this boat is on its way to heaven. Through the waters of this world and through the water of holy baptism, you've been brought into this boat, into the ark of the church, and you are on your way to heaven and have eternal life even right now. So my friends, the question for us is, how much do we treasure this above all? If the kingdom of heaven has come to you in King Jesus, if Jesus gave everything for you in his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, if you've been baptized and catechized and commune and absolved, if you know that you're predestined, called, justified, and will be glorified, will you value the treasure of Jesus, the pearl of eternal life, and let down the gospel net to help us carry out his great commission? That is why we are here as one family in our church school in campus ministry. So where is your heart and where is your treasure? In conclusion, the well-known missionary David Livingstone, who spent his whole life in Africa, I didn't realize until I read this week that when he died, his body was buried in England, but his heart was actually buried in Africa by a large tree in a small African village where he had been a missionary. They dug a hole, and buried his heart among the people whom he had loved and who respected him as he brought the gospel. They put his heart where he had dedicated his whole life in service to Christ. Where is your heart? What do you treasure? May the Lord Jesus enable your heart and your treasure to be the treasure of eternal life, the pearl of great value in Christ, so that you and I will gladly and joyfully treasure the gift of eternal life, and we too will be used by God to be fishers of men. Remember today the treasure, the pearl, and the net, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.